What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Shred Show live with me, Josh Pitts, and my very special friend, Vince Parlov. He's been on the show before. You know him. You love him. He's full of energy like myself, and we need more positivity, and Vince is bringing it on the show today. But before we get too much into our discussion today, make sure if you're joining us live right now, there's a lot of lives out there, but make sure you comment hashtag UWM because you're shredding with me and Vince and UWM right now. So comment hashtag UWM. And guys, if you wouldn't mind giving us some love, hit that like button, hit that share button. Let's get people, because what Vince and I are going to be talking about today, we're sharing some hope. We're sharing some positivity. We need some more of that, Vince. But Vince, thank you so much for joining me, my friend. I really appreciate it.
Hey, it must have been pretty good last time having me back. You know what I mean? Or you're really desperate, one of the two. So, but
no,
I
think dude,
I did a good job last time, and I'm looking forward to today.
As always, man, you crush it. You're so full of positive energy. We got so many people jumping on right now, and that just goes to show people love hearing from you, Vince. So let's get into today. You can kind of see behind you. This doesn't happen very often. You guys have kind of brought down staff. There's not thousands of people like there normally is at UWM. You have a couple hundred people there, but it's gonna be okay. Like, that's what we want to talk about today, Vince. You've been in this industry since 92. Like, you've been in this industry for a long time. You've been through the ups and downs. Yeah. It's gonna be okay, right? I've got my never relax shirt on, but I'm gonna cover the never. Maybe it's time to relax. Yeah. What do you think, Vince?
Just relax. You know, listen, obviously, you know, with the whole virus situation, it's a very serious situation. I'm not going to, you know, make light of that, but you do have to be positive. So, you know, you and I, we're talking, you know, earlier today in regards to, I came into this business in 1992, right after, you know, everything that was going down in the late 80s with the automotive industry and things like that. And I wrote the first loan when I came into the business in 92. I took my parents from 18% to 9%. So that's, you know, and then we had, you know, in every time that I've been, which is now this is my fourth type issue like this, where, you know, there's catastrophic things going on in the market. You know, there's a pause after you come out, but then the next two or three or four years are just, you know, unbelievable. And some of the best years that really, you know, looking back that I've had in this industry of the 28 that I've been in it.
Dude, and I absolutely agree. And you and I were talking about this, kind of the general consensus, the general feel that's going on in the industry. We were talking about that. And yes, there's some chaos going on. And absolutely granted. And like you said, with the pandemic that's hit our country, we're not taking that lightly. We're doing our best to, you know, to keep people isolated, to make sure we stay healthy. But at the same time, there's some opportunity to be had right now. And you and I have been having those conversations with the top producers throughout the industry. Yeah. And that's just it, is those who have been here before, Vince, like they know that, hey, you know what? We're going through a rough time right now, but it's going to be okay. Now is the time to double down, but like sit down, strap in for the ride. We're going for a ride, but we're all going to come out okay with this.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm looking at the board over here, you know, yeah, we, you know, like you said earlier, we sent, you know, 52 or 5,300 people home to, you know, to work from home. We have about 200 in this building. So we have, you know, geez, oh, piece, probably 10 or 12,000, you know, social spacing square feet for every employee in this building. So, you know, there isn't another person for 100 yards from me, but I'm going to tell you our business development board, which is the approval board, we're going to have our best month in new approvals to UWM this month for the last 4 or 5 months, even the end of last year, obviously. So that's, you know, who knows what'll happen and what little, you know, hitch in our giddy up we might get, you know, maybe next week or, you know, that's still to be, nobody's got a crystal ball, but you know, our board is full of positivity. I'm telling you, and I'm looking forward to it.
And that's so good to hear. Even though, like you said, you've sent a lot of people home, there's still a very positive feel there at UWM, kind of keeping people like, hey, you know what? And something you mentioned, like you're on Zoom calls, you're using teleconferencing, you're using Skype, you're using everything you possibly can to still use that video, to still have that relationship, still have that connection. And that's what we should be doing right now, is really focusing on like, okay, things are changing. We need to adapt. So what are some other things you're doing to adapt right now?
You know, so listen, this is what my mindset is. You know, I go to the news and I go just very little just to get information. I mean, you can get, if you sit there and get mesmerized with the news, I don't care what you know, CNN, NBC, you know, whatever you're into looking at, it's all, you know, there can be some doom and gloom. Get away from that. Go bury yourself into making calls. I'm talking to people. I'm telling them there's some folks that called me today. Hey, they're going to go get their continuing ed out of the way in March, April, you know, for the year. There's people saying, I talked to a gentleman today. I got 30 lined up. I called people up and said, hey, listen, there's going to be a bounce. I want to get you ready for that bounce. And you're probably going to get the lowest interest rate ever in the history of the United States. Right. So let's get prepared for that. So do things positively, get your information. I'm not telling people to bury their heads in the sand, but get your information, then move away from that, because you can really get, you know, go down a bad path. You know what I mean? With really getting, so that's what I choose to do. I come back in, you know, if I hear some things, you know, I even say things like, you know, that may or may not be true, but I choose to get back on the phone and I go make 5 or 6 calls, right? You know what I mean? And get back into it.
And that's just it. You have to be proactive right now. Now is not a time for, again, doom and gloom. You got to start getting creative, reaching out to your past client database, talking with them, having those conversations like you mentioned. Now is an opportunity to really educate, because people have no idea. And people are, there are some people who are scared. So now it's our opportunity to kind of be like, okay, clients, friends, family, here's what's going on. Let me actually educate you on what's going on. Be the expert, be those professionals, be the advisors. So when things do start to calm down, like you said, in a month or two, I wish we had a crystal ball, but we don't. But when things do start to calm down, it's going to be okay. And there's going to be opportunity to really thrive in this time.
We can't make this up. People are going to think this is scripted, but I sat in for one of the leaders around here in one of their meetings, because they had another meeting they had to hop into it. And one of their first things was, be proactive. If you know, I look at around here, everybody's got, we have 700 AEs. There's 700 little businesses within the big business, right? And, you know, are you making calls out to people? Get ready. You know, this is coming back. You know, be proactive in your individual business. I don't care if you're a loan officer at, you know, by yourself sitting out there with your own independent mortgage broker shop, or you're one of 50 within it. You got your own little business that you're running in your community. Get out there, talk to people, you know, tell people, you know, the world isn't crumbling forever. You know, we're going to pull out of this just like we have. And, you know, listen, you know, 2001, you know, people ran into buildings with an airplane, and, you know, those are some dark days, right? And we bounce back from that. We're a resilient country, the most resilient probably in the world. We're going to come back from this. You watch.
100%. And guys, if you have questions, we have a lot of people joining us. We want to thank everybody who's joining us live right now. If you've got questions for Vince, we'll try to field some questions. See, that's his attitude, ladies and gentlemen. He's like, bring on the questions. He's ready for them. So if you guys got questions, comment right now. We'll make sure we get them answered. It looks like we actually have a couple of questions coming in, so I'll try to get to those here in just a sec, ladies and gentlemen. Awesome. But Vince, Nick Hussey, love me some Vince Parr love. Absolutely. Who doesn't love bus, Vince?
The Huss bus from Philly. I love it.
So we got a lot of people tuning in. If you have questions, again, we're on multiple channels, so we'll try to get to your questions as much as possible. But Vince, I want to come to this. Again, you were in 08 and 09. You went through that time. Does it feel similar to that time right now? Is it more chaotic? Is it like, tell me your feelings on that.
Yeah, it's different. You know, these all, you know, maybe they have the same, you know, underlying, you know, or you know, maybe the right term is overarching issue that, you know, sure. You know, people are, I'm going to tell you, this is absolutely the oh crap handbook. And I'm telling you, it's following. There's a flight to safety in regards to, a product, right? Everybody, you know, got out of the non-QMs, not available. Jumbo's not available. It's a conventional, you know, FHA, VA. That's where the business is right now. Probably for the foreseeable future, till people get their sea legs back underneath them, you know, in the next 3 or 4 months outside of that, you know, reverse mortgages. You know, I talked to a gentleman, you know, and those obviously are seeing some. So people run to this. You know, the feds come out and say, you know, the first time they've ever said this, usually they give you an idea of how many, what the amount of the treasuries and the mortgage backs they're going to buy. They just said, the bank's open, the window's open, as much as you have, we'll buy. You know, yep. And that's just, you know, telling everybody that, you know, we're, you know, the United States government and the feds are there to backdrop this and whatever we need to do to pull out of this. So you're seeing things like that. Hopefully today, you know, the recovery piece, you know, gets through the Senate and we get something on that. I think the stock market's really going up, you know, today because of that, the anticipation of that getting approved. Let's get that out there. Is it going to be perfect? No. Is it going to give people some hope? Yes. So let's give some people some hope, you know, from that standpoint. So, you know, that's all those little things are going to line up to, you know, to pull us out of this. They really are.
Absolutely. A couple more people commenting. Kevin Stegana. Sorry if I said your name wrong. That's my man, Vince. Rick Scherer commenting. Vince, what's up, brother? Everybody loves you, Vince. That's what I'm saying. You bring that hope. You bring that positive, that absolute enthusiasm that we need in the industry right now. It's going to be okay. Usually it's never relaxed, but now it's time to do a little bit of relax and settle in. And again, this is something that you guys talk about a lot. I know Matt talks about this a lot. I'm sure you guys have been talking about this a lot, but this is a long-term game. The mortgage industry is not a short-term play. It's not a short-term game. If you're playing with that mindset, you're going to lose. You have to have a long-term play in mind. So how should people be playing this long-term right now, Vince?
You know, you hit the cat that's leading the ship, you know, and Matt, you know, I've been in a couple meetings, you know, obviously there's a smaller group that are, you know, are getting in the meetings, but he is unwavered. There isn't a crack in his foundation. You know, we're doing things, this industry's doing things today to really get to, you know, a good asset to put on the books, which we, you know, really has already happened. We're playing for the, you know, the Mays and the Junes and the second half of this year and the 2021s and the 22s. So we're in this business 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now. That's where we're playing and what we're playing for. So, I mean, that's consistent before this happened, while it's happening. And that will be the same message from him, you know, filtered down through all the leadership here, forever. Just call it that.
What's funny is Alan Baydoun even walked past as we were getting ready to go on the show. And Alan, you know, your entire leadership team, number one, they're there, which shows a ton of dedication. Some people are like, oh, there should be social distancing. But at the same time, like, life still has to go on and companies still have to run. And the fact that your leadership is still there serving the industry, that just says a lot about you. It says a lot about the team. And it shows a lot about the leadership that's willing to, you know, so I don't want to say take unnecessary risk because you're not, but you have to be willing to continue to thrive and put yourselves in those situations that you can thrive and succeed.
Yeah, you want to know something? Winners win, and you know, it's, you know, you find a way, you dig in, you figure it out. You know, heck, you're on a call. You know what happened to us? We get you just said 5-4. Oh my God, things, you know, and then crash. Stuff shut down. We got all that stuff happening to us right now. Have your head on a swivel right now. That's what I'm telling you, because you know you never know what's going to happen in 10 or 15 minutes with calls and you know, and just anything. So, you know, just be prepared. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be sinking my feet too far in the sand right now, because you got to be agile, you know, in these times, and be ready to, you know, be ready to move. So, but it's, you know, it's all positive from this angle, and we will get out of this, and you watch how good we get out of this.
You know, being agile, change in this industry is the one constant. I think you and I, like, that is the one constant in this industry is change. Yep. People, and if you're not willing to accept change, adapt to it, like I said, being agile right now is absolutely critical to your success, to the future of your business. If you're not willing to be agile and move and go the different directions that you need to, you're going to get left behind. It goes back to what you were saying in the very beginning, Vince. It's those right now who, and again, we're not trying to, we're not trying to discredit or trying to make light of all that's going on. It's crazy times, ladies and gentlemen, but you can't freak out. You really have to focus on what's important right now. And as you do that, you'll start to see, like, okay, I've got this. I'm okay. And here, let's talk about this real quick, Vince, because we do want to make sure people, going on a more personal note, take care of your families, take care of your loved ones. We're not saying, like, to just forget about all that and just go all in on the business. You take care of yours right now, right? You have to be willing to take care of your family, because ultimately that's what's most important.
Let me pile on there. You know, people who know our industry and use us, or know our company and use us, you know, we have power blocks around here. The 2 o'clock power block today was, do something positive on social media and call a family member that you haven't connected with. We promote that internally. You know what I mean? Take time out of your day and connect with somebody and make sure they're okay. And at 2 o'clock, all the salespeople in this organization posted something on social media and called somebody that they hadn't talked to make sure to check in. They're okay.
You know what? I want everybody that's watching. We got a big audience today. If you're watching right now, take that challenge right now by Vince. That is such a brilliant. If you reach out to a family member, reach out to a loved one, just check on them. Make sure they're okay. Maybe there's somebody you haven't connected with in a while. Just reach out to them. Let them know that you're caring about or you're thinking about them, that you care about them. And that just embodies who you guys are, Vince. Like, yes, as important as business is right now, there are still those little things that you guys do, which just that kind of that puts the icing on the cake with what all yeah. that UWM embodies. I love it, man. That yeah. positive. I love it.
That's it. That's it.
So
what else do you think we should touch on?
Guys, if you have questions, as I say, we had some questions come in, and I apologize. If you're on LinkedIn, I can't see your comments. They're there. Now they're back. Mabraham, Vince is the man. Melanie Cornelius, positive vibes only. Hashtag focus on the good. Becky Ward, be proactive. Be prepared. Great advice. You have to be prepared. Yeah. Here's a question. Trying to find new ways to operate. Do you see mortgage lenders adopting and going fully digital regarding the loan process? What are your thoughts there?
Jesus, last time I think one of the things that's a great question. One of the things that we came out of, 2001 and, after 9/11 and things like that is the capabilities of electronically filing mortgages. Nobody ever thought of that. You know what I mean? We had to, back in the day, and I tease people, me and Abe Lincoln would have, when we started the mortgage business, you would have to go down and file a mortgage, and a young lady that was there for 30 years at the Register of Deeds would stamp it and things like that. Well, when everything shut down, we came out of, there with the electronic filing that, darn near probably 90% of the country. And, you can't electronic file in the ear of the Upper Peninsula. They still have that old antiquated way, but you watch the things that come out of it, right here. You know what I mean? We're our philosophy is here, and having people here, but now we know we can go away if we have to, right? If something happens, and you do things and then you're not afraid of them, right? Because now we moved 5,000 people out of here in 5 days. We're working day and night, So things come out of it, And you watch. It'll be you'll see things that come out of this that you won't even believe. You know what I mean?
I love that. And yep. I agree. Mauricio Valverde, thank you so much for the question. That's a great question. That's a great answer. You guys have been doing the digital, the online close process for a long, I guess not a long time now, but for quite a long time, like the virtual. I think we're going to continue to see that process become more and more efficient, which goes to Mauricio's question. So fantastic question. Krista Spence commented, cool idea to have your team take a check on the family break time. I think that is absolutely brilliant. A lot of
that
great comments.
That wasn't my idea. That came from somebody else. I want to give credit. I don't know who exactly it was, but I did it. I called my mom.
As I always say,
checked in, so.
Steal like an artist. You steal from the best ideas, make them your own, and share them with the world. Yeah. So with that's that, Vince, it. We got here's another question. Given that we are at stay-at-home state, what would you have heard about the notary signing a remote to be there with customer due this time? So that's from Alejandro Aruas. Sorry if I slaughtered your name. What's the notary signing remote? What's that process looking like?
Yeah, so that's where you're going to start to see things out of this. I think, listen, if, once again, no crystal ball, but I think, we had brought the capabilities of, we FaceTime close folks with a notary and things like that. I got a feeling that, and maybe we can just, let's come back on here 90 days or 120 days or a year from now and just say, hey, what, let's check ourselves and say, what happened with notary? I got a feeling all the states are going to start to move into it. I've heard people that there's, they're driving up to title companies. People are handing them packages and, they're not going in places. They're doing them in car, So, why can't we sit there on a camera? And if 26 states are doing it, why can't the other 24 or 28 or, why? You know what I mean? So I got a feeling you're going to see that move forward pretty quickly here. That might be the one easy one that comes out of this, but there's always one that surprises you too.
I was going to say, I think we're in for a few more surprises, a few more efficiencies. I think we're going to see some processes become very, very efficient out of this. And that's, again, that's a benefit to us. So keep an eye on that. And again, Vince, you're always going to keep us up there. I agree. I think 90 days, you and I come back on. I'm sure I'll have you on before that again, but it will be interesting to see after these next 90 days where things are at. And it's exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, more than anything, I think the message that Vince is trying to spread and me as well here at Shred is everything's going to be okay. And as long as we do our best to take care of one another, be there, support one another, we can get through this together. We can absolutely do it together. Vince?
No.
I think this is one of those things. Sorry, guys, there was some feedback there. We're not sure. I don't know if you guys, I don't know if you heard that, Vince. There was some somebody else was talking. I thought that was you talking. That was weird. But I think that is our message for today. So, Vince, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate your positivity, all that you've been willing to share, for answering questions. And, yeah, again, being one of the stalwarts willing to show up there at UWM and continuing to spread that message of positivity. So, appreciate you as always, brother.
Thumbs up, everybody. Keep it positive. Keep your chin up. And we're going to get through this.
Love it. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, Vince Parlov is always spreading that message of positivity, of enthusiasm. That's what we're here all about at Shred. As always, guys, we appreciate you. We love you. Now it's time to go shred. Go show up, hustle, repeat every day. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye-bye, guys.